Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
This is TalkSport Daily.
Hello. Happy Monday, everyone. Yeah, happy Monday. And welcome to another Andy Goldstein's TalkSport Daily podcast with me, your host with a stupid amount of hair both on the top and round my chin, Andy Goldstein. And it's a busy old podcast coming your way. We'll get on with it then. Yeah, I'm going to get on with it then. And we start with, of course, that famous Irishman who's not Irish whatsoever, Tony Cascarino. And this is him on the Weekend Sports Breakfast Show saying that he's disappointed with Liverpool for putting their staff on furlough.
As a Liverpool fan, I'm upset. It's because the club wasn't built on this. I mentioned it on Spurs. Now I feel exactly the same way about Liverpool Football Club, because they can keep this going. Yeah. They could easily continue paying their staff. They don't need to go to the government yet. It is not a desperate situation. And I find it really frustrating that a club of that stature has even attempted to do this. I don't get it. The numbers don't add up for them to be able to go, do you know what? We can claim furlough for a number of our employees. To me, that is wrong.
Time now to head over to the Saturday sessions, and David James and Stuart Pearce were reliving one of, if not the most ridiculous, pathetic, bonkers moments in Premier League football, when Stuart Pearce was manager of Manchester City and he decided to play David James, the goalkeeper, up front. Yep, that's not an April Fool's gag, that actually happened. YouTube it, have a look on Google if you don't believe me. It is utterly bonkers. And to add to that, I'm sure you hear it in the story, there was actually a recognised striker on the bench.
I think what Pearcey wanted me to do was foul every Middlesbrough player
in order to
try and give us an advantage with more players on the field. And I did my best. I think I got 8 out of the 11.
So this is a game, Manchester City against Middlesbrough, and you played, you're a goalkeeper obviously by trade, you went and played for the last few minutes up front, correct?
I think it's 15 minutes. I won every header. Yeah,
was it just
every
stick it in the mixer then, Dave? Was it just getting up to the big fella?
He played as a number 10. He went in the hole. What's he doing? I didn't give him enough instruction, sadly.
Oh, mate. Well,
that was good
fun. Not offside. Do you know, I don't think I was offside.
No, he weren't.
I'd give myself a 6.5 out of 10.
I tell you what, Eggy Elgin Southgate didn't know what hit him.
Back now to the Weekend Sports Breakfast Show, and they had the brilliant comedian Romesh Romesh was on it. I think he's like Madonna or Pele or Maradona. He just goes by one name, Romesh, to his mates, and he's a good friend of mine, so he won't mind me calling him Romesh. Anyway, he was on, very kindly praising TalkSport for coverage without any sport whatsoever.
The thing is that I feel sorry for you guys, because you know, you're doing a great job, but doing a sports show without any sport is a tough one, isn't it?
Do you know what? I've enjoyed it more than I did doing football, which is a bit telling, isn't it?
Yeah, well, it's a damning indictment of what you're going to do once we're out of this. I do miss it, but at the same time, you sort of think, well, we've just got to, I don't know, you just got to get through it. But it is incredible what levels you go to try and watch some sort of competition. Do you know what I mean? I'm getting my kids to race each other in the garden and things. Just anything for some kind of adrenaline. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah. The worst thing is when you start having to race them, Romesh. When I'm in a race.
Cass, I had an argument with them the other day, because it was such a damning indictment of me, of what they think of me as a human. Because our kids are 10, 8 and 5. And the other day they said they reckon they could take me in a race. I said, are you joking? I said, probably speculate that you'd even have a chance against me. Anyway, I just found it such an insult. They just said, we've seen how you move around the house. They're basically intimating that based on my general physical demeanour, they've not seen me run for ages. We're not running anger for years.
Yeah.
But they're basically insinuating that just based on my general form of like noises I make when I get out of bed and stuff like that, they reckon they could beat me. I couldn't believe it.
Time now for a bit of Sunday exclusive.
What about me?
I'm just doing it now.
Yeah, we haven't mentioned me for ages.
Well, you haven't been on TalkSport for a bit. I mean, you're on at the weekend.
Well, I'll just get to it.
Anyway, time now for Mark Shouty Saggers. Can't imagine how he got that nickname. He was talking about Gordon Taylor, and he was saying that he should be ashamed. And players should ignore the PFA and take action into their own hands.
Well, get on with it then.
All right, well, someone press play quickly.
Gordon Taylor, who somehow is still in a job, he cannot be interested in any shape or form, whatever anybody says, when it comes to ex-footballers who've headed footballs all their lives and are now in homes with dementia, a lot of them. He doesn't race to help that sort of thing. All of a sudden here, a man himself as a union leader who is on 2 million is now going, whoa, 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 whoa. My members all deserve me, and they know I'm going to fight for them. The first thing we're going to do is deflect away from this, put it all back on the clubs. Now, if I was a player, or all the players, I would say, get rid of this guy at the top of the PFA. Let's just carry on without him and give the money that they want to. We don't need to hear how much money that they've given. All we need to know is they have understood, because of what the game means to this country and what they mean to this country, they have been part of what everybody else has had to do.
Back now to the Weekend Sports Breakfast Show.
Well, it's either Weekend Sports Breakfast Show or the Saturday Sessions.
All right, well, it's the weekend stuff. There's not that much going on at the moment.
All right, I was only saying, well, keep your nose out.
Anyway, Chris Wilder was on, the Sheffield United boss. He was defending Premier League players.
Where these boys are from, they're from working class cities and areas and middle class. They're not, you know, very few of our industry, you know, go private education and private school. You know, they know they've got, you know, brothers, sisters, uncles, aunties, mums and dads, you know, that working at the NHS, working, you know, not getting paid now. So they'll do the right thing, you know, through the PFA. I think you're right, you know, as I said, straight away onto footballers, you know, pointing the finger, deflection. I thought it was really poor and distasteful, but I am going to protect our industry. There is a lot of money flowing about, especially in the top two divisions, but this football country is not all about, as you know and as you cover, this football country is not all about the Premier League. It goes right the way down to the National League and even below that. And, you know, footballers and football people, proper football people, do the right thing.
Now, this week in the Record Book podcast, Danny Kelly is joined by the former Sunderland goalkeeper David Priest and comedian and Derby fan Mark Smith to review the 2007-2008 season. And during their analysis of the Rams' terrible season, Danny reminds us of a chance encounter with one of Derby's flops years later.
Do you know what? I'll let you in a little secret here. I'm good friends with two of the players who played in that side or in that squad that season. And I won't name who they are, but...
No.
They were literally down before the first game of the season.
Yeah,
they had a mindset where they knew they weren't good enough. They knew they didn't have enough quality. The captain Matt Oakley was coming out and saying that, of course, nobody's going to come and sign for a team that are going to get relegated. So it was already in their that was their frame of mind. And you see other teams coming up and sort of riding the wave of promotion, the likes of even Norwich this year. Norwich bottom of the league, but they still look like they've got a fighting chance, and they believe that they can win football matches.
Yeah,
and I think I think a lot of it's down to methodology as well. I think, you know, if you're coming up from the Championship and you're playing a certain way and you're relying on a little bit of quality or you're a little bit direct and you leave things to chance, then once you go into the Premier League, you're just going to get eaten up.
My own worst performance of the season involves myself, actually. I'm putting myself forward for this, and it relates to this Derby County team. 4 years ago, they asked me on BT during the January transfer windows, it was deadline day, would I be on a panel commenting on all the deals going through as they headed towards midnight. So I'm on there with various football bods. And it was a very, like sometimes it happens, there was a long last hour when nothing was going through. And so you get talking about this and that and the other. And the subject of this Derby County team came up. And I remember saying, oh my God. And I launched into it, Mark, you've already done it. They really were a disgraceful bunch of slackers and a shame to not just their own club, their own families, but to the Premier League itself. And I said, and in January, they made it even worse. They went out and bought some of the worst players who've ever put on football boots. A little Welsh voice beside me goes, I was one of those. It was Robbie Savage, who they'd gone out and bought during the January transfer window. He was nearly in tears. He was nearly in tears. It was. I did feel sorry for him. I'd completely forgotten that Robbie was one of these. And I really, I mean, the show was going so slowly because it was like 3 hours of transfer chat. I really had put the boot into them. And this little Welsh voice goes, I was one of those.
Time now to hear from Katie Price's ex-husband, Simon Jordan, who I'm told, by the way, off the record, they might be getting it back on. Katie Price and Simon Jordan. Of course, they were married for about 8 or 9 years, but keep that to yourself. I don't want sort of hello getting involved, or kindness, one of my favourite, or I don't want good housekeeping getting involved, or Esquire, or GQ, or Gardening Weekly, or even Cranes Today. They might get involved with that story. I think Simon used to own a crane. So he was on the front cover of Cranes Today quite often with his big crane. Anyway, what am I talking about? Oh, yeah. Simon, of course, was on the show The Final Word with Danny Kelly.
We listened to this much-overused expression, the football family. Well, you know what? The football family is like, it's not like the Partridge family, it's like the Adams family. It doesn't, you know, it's a ghastly-looking family at times. It doesn't look after one another at all and tries to take advantages of one another. And the idea, you know, we saw it last week with the football clubs writing to UEFA about making sure that Man City's ban sticks. In this time of need, in this time of crisis, we got time to write a letter to UEFA making sure
that
these guys...
That was unnecessary. That was totally unnecessary. Nobody wants...
But that is the football family and its finest. But in this instance, the Premier League players have had a very good run and a very good opportunity to make a lot of money, and no one's suggesting that this is an easy decision. But you know what, Danny? If you want to make a decision, you can make a decision. It doesn't take three, four... They'll turn around and say now, well, hang on a second, Jordan, it doesn't make any difference because the March payroll's gone. We haven't got to do anything until April anyway. OK, well, that's great. Prevaricate and pontificate. Football and sport is at a crossroads, and it's got an opportunity now to really light up the nation with its own thinking. If it wants to donate lots of money to causes, that's fantastic. But the first cause that it needs to look after some extent is not to implode, because people value their sporting institutions. People believe that ultimately their sporting institution means something, and people are not going to want to see it, health being the first thing, but not want to go and see things in their lives disappear if the football world can't survive itself. And I'm not suggesting that's the most important thing, Danny, but this whole started, it's been hijacked, Danny. It's been turned into something else because Matt Hancock made an observation which has now been hijacked, and it's deflecting the players away from what their real obligation is. You're either going to take a pay cut or you're not.
You're listening to TalkSport Daily, and this is Jason Cundy.
Normally, being a little extra might be a bit much, but not when it comes to healthcare. That's why United Healthcare's Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, supplement your primary plan so you manage out-of-pocket costs. Learn more at uh1.com.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free, or go to amazon.com/newsadfree. That's amazon.com/newsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Cool fact, a crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Also, you can get health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. United Healthcare short-term insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Now, it was an Anglo-Scottish affair in the latest edition of Glory Hunters, the podcast, as Arsenal take on Hibs. Leading out Arsenal is Perry Groves, who reveals Eric Cantona wasn't alone in doing the old kung fu kick on the pitch. Although he, strictly speaking, didn't do it on the pitch. He did it off the pitch, more sort of in the stands. But I don't know what you're talking about, Perry.
I only got sent off twice in my career, and one was a hair-pulling incident against Hartlepool at home at Layer Road. I was through on goal, and their right-back, I had a brilliant ginger mullet at the time, shaved at the side, you know, David Crichton had the back, and he's yanked me back by the hair, by the mullet.
By the mullet.
You can't, and I'd lost it completely, yeah. And the goalkeeper threw it out to the right-back, and I just thought, you're having it. So I just chased him down, and it was like a Cantona, launched myself two-footed, went kung through. Fu, one at the neck, one at the thigh. And there was a wall that went round Colchester United at the time, this little white wall, and he just went straight over like a WWE, like thing, straight over, and landed amongst all the supporters. And I just thought, I'll get my coat.
That's the Glory Hunters podcast with Charlie Baker, available from your regular podcast provider if you're still on lockdown and you've listened to every other podcast on the market, maybe four or five times, and you're thinking, what am I going to do now in my time? Maybe you may want to download that one. Now, this is Mick McCarthy on leaving the Republic of Ireland job on the Weekend Sports Breakfast Show. He didn't leave it on the weekends, but he's talking about it on... Oh, just listen!
I'm only doing what my contract says. I'm stepping down. The things that it's affecting other people far more than me. So, yes, I am bitterly disappointed I don't get the chance to take us to the Euros in Dublin in 2021 now. But I'm also so pragmatic about it. I mean, Kaz, you said, I heard you say, I knew about it, and that's it. I took the job in December 18, and I remember all the questions then. Well, what happens if it goes well in the Euros? I said, no, even on July 31st, 2020. And that's, of course, when I should be leaving, but I've got no games now. So the sensible thing is to let Stephen take over and let he can start his planning and all, looking at Slovakia and doing what he has to do now that we've been doing, and he can plan for it, and he's got a bit of time to get around, talk to the players and plan.
Now, time now to hear from Gareth A. Davies, who was on one of my favourite shows on TalkSport, Fight Night. Gareth has a story about a hippo. There's a few other words in front of me as a descriptive term to help you analyse and understand what's coming your way. But I think it's better if I just say, here's Gareth A. Davies with a story about a hippo.
It's about 15 years ago now, and I went down the Omo River in Ethiopia, in the Rift, just off the Rift Valley. And I was on the river for 19 days with six other people. And we were camping on sandbanks at night. It was an extraordinary journey.
Sounds like
I was
an amazing
writing a travel
trip.
Piece. It was amazing. It was one of the most incredible journeys I've ever made. And we had giant crocodiles to contend with on the rapids. Crocs that crawled up. We were camping in five or six tents every night. But one of the things I will never forget is when we were cooking in the evenings, the hippos coming up on the beaches, but also having to do chicanes to avoid hippos with their young. And it was terrifying because we were being hunted down by hippos on the river. They are so dangerous. And that's the noise they make. And once they make that noise, they're coming for you. And we literally, several times, came into parts of the river where we did kilometres of the river, ended up with the Umma Mercy tribe, who had robes, a staff and Kalashnikovs. And we spent a week with them afterwards as well, living in their village. But I will never forget. I mean, I have nightmares still about hippos because we were having to go one side of the river. The hippos would pop up on the other side. Then we'd go down and chicane to the other side and they'd pop up where we were before. And they are so aggressive. And we had hippos coming really, really close to two river rafts we were on. Do not get a hippo, Regis Prograis. They are so dangerous. In fact, I had on the last day before we went to the village, I went for a little gander into the woods to do my ablutions, and I had a poop next to a hippo carcass. I didn't realise what it was, and obviously the huntsman had killed it and they'd stripped it, and I actually took the tusks, and I've got them. I'm sitting here in my sitting room now in my library, and I've got the hippo tusks. They are massive incisors. You do not want to go anywhere near a hippo. Regis Progress, swim with sharks, tickle the sea lions, done wrestling with the alligators, but do not go near a hippo.
Before we go, let me just quickly remind you to make sure you listen to the TalkSport Breakfast Show with the wonderful Laura Woods, Ali McCoist and EastEnders actor Jake Wood, as they will be speaking to the WBC World Heavyweight Champion. How about that? Tyson Fury, live from 8 o'clock. That's today. Obviously, if it's after 8:15, he's already been on. So, that'll be in tomorrow's podcast, so make sure you download that one. Now, here are the best bits of Clips of the Week with Hawksby and Jacobs. And if you like the sound of that, it's actually a podcast all on its own. And if you don't like the sound of it, then just go back to the Glory Hunters podcast.
Now, this is Kent Garrison, the US sports expert, not the army base in Gravesend. That really is his name. And do we really need to tell Kent for the third time that the word he's looking for is onus? That's onus.
You know, like I said, the big question is, the onus is on them if Brian Krantz is going to come back or not.
The first one was supposed to be Harrison Ford. The second one was obviously Luke Skywalker. And this third one was supposed to be Princess Leia. She's no longer here, obviously. And so, you know, the onus is on them to kind of make it work.
Right. Netflix UK has some recent films. You know, the onus is on you to find whatever you want to watch.
It's onus, Kent. But could somebody tell him?
Why does he do that?
I don't know. He does it again.
There is a massive difference, isn't there?
There is. Well, we're not doing the quiz onus or anus. Put it that way. I don't know where that's going. We'll let Jim and the gang do that one. I don't even know. I don't even know what that would look or sound like. And I don't think I really want to. Okay, Andy. And finally.
And finally, Ray Parler on Breakfast, issuing a come and get me plea to Classic FM.
On this way in 1800, this absolute floor filler hit the charts. Oh, wow, absolute classic. Yes, on this day, 220 years ago, Ludwig van Beethoven put in his first performance of Symphony in C.
Ludwig van Beethoven. I bet Miley's Ludwig. Not looking over her shoulder. Oh, dear me. Fantastic.
Yeah. Well, that's it for another Best Of podcast. Well done. I enjoyed that. That was good. Reminder, of course, you can download future ones or past ones from ASSA, Acast, Spotify, and Apple Podcast. I don't know why. I mean, I explain what ASSA stands for. It's the acronym. I shouldn't have to. I mean, you don't with other acronyms. You don't say sort of AKA, as known as, do you? You don't do that. Or SWORK, Seal with a Loving Kiss. You don't do that. So maybe I'll just say ASSA. And if you don't know what I'm talking about, then you're maybe thinking I'm pronouncing NASA incorrectly. Anyway, enough about that. I'm back tonight from 10 p.m. with the first Sports Bar of the Week. Me alongside that fella with the massive face and forehead. And literally no hair. Just shave it off, Jason. Do us all a favour. Anyway, the Sports Bar, 10 p.m. tonight. So have a great day. Keep your distance from everyone. Do exactly what you should. Stay in. We're on lockdown, remember, as the boys from Blue once sang. And be safe, everyone. Be safe.
That was a podcast from TalkSport.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey everyone, Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.